Lesson 1F, Exercise 3.
Did you read about that experiment they did on a monkey, adding a gene from a jellyfish?
I think I saw something about it on TV.
It made the monkey give off green light. Weird, eh?
I think it's terrible.
Why? It's just an experiment. The monkey looked okay to me. It wasn't in pain or anything. It was just a bit, well, a bit green.
I just hate the whole idea. I don't think you can defend animal experiments from a moral point of view. We don't have the right to use animals in that way.
I don't really agree with that. Of course, nobody wants animals to be harmed unnecessarily, but these are really important experiments. Without them, scientists will never find a cure for serious diseases like cancer.
That's just an opinion. There's no evidence to prove it.
I reckon it's true, though. And I think genetic treatments are the future of medicine. In fact, in my opinion, scientists will one day be able to cure any disease, serious diseases, I mean, by altering a patient's DNA. I read that in a magazine somewhere. Wouldn't it be amazing if all those diseases had cures?
But where will it end? It's a dangerous road to go along, don't you think? I mean, we still don't know enough about how our DNA works. We might make alterations which cure a certain disease, but at the same time have other terrible consequences. You know, side effects that nobody predicted.
That's a fair point, I suppose. But in my view, it's worth taking the risk, because the benefits could be so fantastic. And the science is advancing so quickly, it's impossible to stop it. So we should learn to live with it and be happy about it.
That argument doesn't make sense. Just because something seems unstoppable is no reason to welcome it. I mean, you could say the same about global warming and climate change. Would you welcome those?
Well, I do like a bit of nice weather.
Oh, I just hate the idea of designer babies, with parents choosing all the best features for their offspring by looking at their genes. It just isn't right. And you know what will happen? Ordinary people who haven't been specially designed by their parents using genetic technology will end up as some kind of inferior race. Only the genetically perfect people will get good jobs or health insurance or be allowed to have children.
Oh, you don't need to take things to such an extreme. Nobody's talking about creating a race of superhumans. It's much simpler than that. Why shouldn't parents have the choice of a girl or a boy?
I know which I'd choose.
What do you mean?
I'm amazed you're still defending this kind of experiment. Can't you see where it will lead? One day they're experimenting on monkeys. The next, they'll be creating some kind of monster by combining human and animal DNA. It's like a science fiction horror movie.
I see what you mean, but I quite like the idea of somehow mixing human and animal DNA. Imagine you could have a spider gene inside you and be Spider-Man, walking up buildings and spinning webs.
You can't be serious.
Or Eagle Man with the power of flight.
Now you're just being silly. I'm not talking to you about it anymore.